Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today we're covering an article by Brett Allegre Wood titled UOB 2026, 65% of businesses deploy AI to survive rising costs.
That 65% figure is the one that stopped me. That's not a fringe statistic. That's most businesses in the region.
And what makes that number worth unpacking is the why behind it. The UOB Business Outlook Study 2026 covers businesses across Asia, and the primary driver of that adoption isn't enthusiasm for technology, it's cost pressure. Margins are getting squeezed, and AI has become a practical efficiency tool rather than a vanity project.
So it's survival, not innovation theater. Brett's framing is that direct.
It is, and sitting alongside that headline number is another one. 8 in 10 of those businesses name energy management as a top priority, and AI is their primary answer to it. Rising energy costs are eating into margins, and that's actually pulling AI adoption forward faster than any amount of technology enthusiasm would.
Which shifts the whole conversation. It's no longer, we should look at AI eventually. It's, we need to manage these costs now, and this is the tool.
Right. And here's the detail buried in that 65% figure. Only 15% of businesses have reached what the study classifies as advanced AI capabilities. The majority are using it for two things: customer support automation, which is 39% of businesses, and payments and invoicing, which is 34%.
So most businesses are sitting at the basic end, but is that actually a problem?
Brett's argument is that it's not a failure on its own. It's a signal that businesses are going where the measurable return is. The issue is staying there too long, because your competitors aren't standing still.
What's actually stopping businesses from going further? You've got 65% deployed, but most of them doing fairly basic things.
The study names three blockers clearly. Data and system readiness is the first. AI needs clean, organized, accessible data, and most businesses don't have it. Second is funding. When margins are already tight, that initial investment feels like a risk. And third is the talent gap. Without people who can implement and maintain the tools, deployment stalls before it delivers anything.
The data one is what I'd flag for most owners, because they assume the technology is the difficult part. But if your data is sitting across three systems that don't talk to each other, no AI tool solves that. You have to sort it first.
And Brett is explicit about the sequence. You don't start with a complex deployment if the data infrastructure isn't ready. You fix the infrastructure, then the deployment actually works.
For someone running a business with 20 to 200 staff, what does the practical path look like?
5 steps in the article. Start where the money is. Customer support and invoicing automation are the top two use cases for a reason. They have clear ROI and relatively low complexity. Fix your data before you touch the AI. Upskill existing people before you think about hiring specialists. You don't need AI scientists on staff. You need people who can work confidently with the tools you've got.
And the funding piece. Most owners assume they're paying for this entirely out of their own pocket. But Brett points out that government grants and industry programs exist specifically to reduce that barrier. Singapore's running a program to train 40,000 AI professionals. That's the scale at which the talent gap is being taken seriously.
The 5th step is to build incrementally. Full deployment on day one isn't realistic, and it isn't necessary. Each working implementation teaches you something and builds the readiness for the next one.
The thing that keeps coming back to me is the competitive angle. If businesses around you are automating customer support and invoicing, they're getting faster cash flow, fewer errors, round-the-clock coverage without proportional headcount. You're still carrying costs they've already left behind. That gap compounds.
That's the real pressure in the data. Not that AI is impressive, but you're paying a premium for manual processes that your competitors have already moved past.
So what's the one thing to do this week?
Map the manual processes in customer support and invoicing are the top two use cases for a reason. They have clear ROI and relatively low complexity. Fix your data before you touch the AI. Upskill existing people before you think about hiring specialists. You don't need AI scientists on staff. You need people who can work confidently with the tools you've got.
And the funding piece. Most owners assume they're paying for this entirely out of their own pocket. But Brett points out that government grants and industry programs exist specifically to reduce that barrier. Singapore's running a program to train 40,000 AI professionals. That's the scale at which the talent gap is being taken seriously. The fifth step is to build incrementally. Full deployment on day one isn't realistic and it isn't necessary. Each working implementation teaches you something and builds the readiness for the next one. The thing that keeps coming back to me is the competitive angle. If businesses around you are automating customer support and invoicing, they're getting faster cash flow, fewer errors, round-the-clock coverage without proportional headcount. You're still carrying costs they've already left behind. That gap compounds. That's the real pressure in the data. Not that AI is impressive, but that you're paying a premium for manual processes that your competitors have already moved past. So what's the one thing to do this way? Map the manual processes in customer support and invoicing are the top two AI targets. That's where the data says to start. For me, it's the data audit. Before you talk to any vendor, check the quality of data in the two or three systems you need to connect to an AI tool. Flag the gaps before you're halfway through an implementation and hang walls. Full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to see how this applies to your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. Worth reading alongside the UOB Business Outlook Study 2026 itself. Brett calls it one of the most grounded regional AI adoption datasets currently available. Thanks for listening.